You're listening to the Direction for Life podcast. We pray this episode blesses you. We'd love to connect with you. Visit us at rdci.info or on Facebook at Right Direction Church International. Also, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at TheRDCI. We hope you enjoy this broadcast.
And it reads, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and winter, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Now, Father, open up our ears, open up our hearts, open up our understanding. Let faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Let the entrance of your word bring light to all the dark places, and let us see the great harvest through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So this month, as we are preparing for our Super Seed Sunday, our Super Grace Seed, Apostolic Giving, our Bonus Seed Day, it's a day that we set aside to give the largest seed, perhaps that, we set a goal to do that, but you don't know what God's going to do for you the rest of the year. Come on now. I gave my largest tithe a couple years ago at the end of the year. Amen. So you don't know how God's going to bless you. But as we anticipate on this Super Seed Sunday, I want you to understand the value of your seed. I want you to understand that sowing works. Amen. Now, I'm just going to shoot straight with y'all. There's a lot of preachers who preach some of the scriptures and things that I'm saying to you today. They preach it for the sake of lifting an offering. I'm just telling you the truth. They preach it for the sake of lifting the offering, to encourage the people what the word says, but they don't do it. I know it because I'm a bishop and I oversee pastors who see my life, got connected to me because of my life, and I tell them what I do to have the life I have, and they're scared to do it. They may do it here and there, but can I look at your neighbor and say, here and there don't work. You all need to understand that. Here and there don't work. The kingdom of God works by consistent principles, not here and there. This ain't like going to Vegas once a year and trying to play the slot machine or whatever. No, you have to do this. You have to do it. Do it. Do it systematically, continuously. Consistency is the key to breakthrough in anything. And so I want to understand, the reason why I can preach this so emphatically and with so much passion is because I live it. I've done it. What you see in this ministry, what you see in my life, has come as a result of sowing. Working these principles of sowing and reaping that God has established in his word. And you know, people get caught up, even in church today, people are debating about whether that's an Old Testament, whether that's in the New Testament, whether you have to do that, whether you don't have to do that, whether God bless you because you do it, or you don't have to do nothing but believe. People debating about all that. Can I tell you, at the end of the day, the word of God is based upon principles. It's not a matter of something, whether you're going to do it to go to heaven or hell. It's about, do you want God's best in your life right now? And so there are certain principles. There are principles about parenting. Amen. There's principles about growing a business. And there's people who stumble upon the principles many times without even knowing it's in the word. There are people who understand generosity who don't know Luke 6:38. But they understand, they found out that when they give, they receive. And so what I teach to you is based upon principles, not just that I've heard of. Now, I first had to hear about it, because faith comes by hearing, then hearing by, not just what I heard, but then I did it. So like, the, you know, I'm, you know, people question tithing now, I'm like, you make me question you. Because I've done it, and it works. The only reason not to tithe, because you don't think it works. There are people, we were in, when we were in Harlem, I don't know if you noticed, but the store at the corner of our Harlem Jewel, the place that we stayed at was called the Harlem Jewel, really. And but I don't know if you noticed, at the corner, there were constant lottery tickets at the on the ground. There are people play the lottery every day. Know why? They think it works. There are people play the lottery every day because they say it's just a matter of time. Am I right? It's just a matter of time. My number is coming in. My ship is coming in. It's just a matter of time. I'm flipping through the channels. No, went out yesterday morning, got myself a nice pedicure. Praise the Lord. It's called self-care. Anyway, but while we're in there, there was a show on called, I guess one of these HGTV shows where they help you go buy a house. But this was specifically for people who hit the lottery. Okay? Lottery homeowners or lottery house shopping or something like that. Y'all need to know that's few and far between. And most people hit the lottery, again, they're broken 5 years. Know why they're broken 5 years? Because they don't understand principles. And if you don't understand principles, everything's going to be by hit and miss. These things that I'm teaching you are principles. So we see here when God says, when he created the world, he said, let the earth bring forth the grass that's going to yield seed, and the fruits is going to come from the seed. He said, and then, here we go, the seed is going to be in itself. Within what is produced, there is a mechanism to reproduce it. That's called seed. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seeds according to its kind, and the tree that yields its fruit. And he says it again, whose seed is in itself. And God designed this system of the earth regarding agriculture, but not only regarding agriculture, regarding anything that you want to see repeated in your life and grow, it's through this principle of seed. So he says, as long as the earth remains, there's going to be seed time and harvest. There's going to be cold and winter. There's going to be summer and winter. There's going to be cold and heat. There's going to be summer and winter. There's going to be day and night. He said, everything happens in cycles. If you give, receiving is going to be inevitable because everything happens in cycles. So God created the universal, irrevocable, indisputable principle of seed time and harvest. It's universal. It means it works in the United States. It'll work in Africa. It works in Asia. Somebody said to me when I went to first time I preached in Nigeria in the year 2000, I went there and I preached on financial prosperity. Somebody said, how could you go to Africa and preach on prosperity? I said, because I was poor just like they poor. And I sold my way out. By the time I got finished, they were doing a money rush in Nigeria, bringing me everything from leaves. Remember, honey? Leave to Naira. A Naira, I don't know what it is now, but $1 of them was like a penny of our money. And the bishop who was there, look, he was getting mad. And I think I preached 3-4 nights every night. They came and brought me all this money. And before I left, I took all that money and gave it to the bishop. Now he's smiling. I'm like, I can't do nothing with this money. I can't do nothing with this. I don't buy bubble gum no more. And I gave it to him because it's universal principles. It's not based upon black or white or color or economic status. It's based upon the word of God. And you have to trust the credibility of the word. God said, I'm not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I should repent. If I spoke it, I'll perform it. If I said it, I'm going to make it good. And I've lived long enough at this stage in my life, and I'm out here now. Oh, come on now. Anybody out here now? I'm out here now. I'm out here based upon the word that I've preached and the word that I've heard and the word that I live. I'm not, my whole life is a life based upon faith. Some of y'all can get mad. I don't live by my salary. I live by my harvest. And harvest takes faith. So God creates this universal, irrevocable, indisputable principle of seed time and harvest. God created everything. Listen to this. He created everything, but he only created everything one time. Then it was up to mankind to sow seed for anything that he wanted to increase or reproduce. He said, I'm going to create it one time. When I create it, now you got to get involved in this principle if you want to see it again. I create it one time. Now you got to work this principle if you want it to be reproduced. Harvest. Whether good or bad. And the reason why I say good and bad, because anything you get back from what you've sown is harvest. Okay? Some of y'all tell me, I don't know why people lie on me. You harvested. You done sow a lot of lying seeds. Now folks lying on you. That's why I came up with something. Sometimes you gotta sow a shut up seed. What's a shut up seed? I'm just going to shut up because I don't know all the details and I don't want nobody making up stuff about me. So I'm just going to shut up and be quiet. So when somebody hears some rumor about me, they'll just shut up. I'm going to reap a silent seed because I sowed a shut up seed. Look at your neighbor and say, you came to church just for that. Harvest, whether good or bad, large or small, is only a byproduct of seed. It's only a byproduct of seed. And so today's subject is, it's in your seed. It's in your seed. Everything you need, I'm going to say that several times over the next couple of weeks, everything you need is in the seed. Everything you need is in a seed. Let me say it again. Everything you need is in a seed. Now say it with me. Everything I need is in a seed. So harvest, good or bad, large or small, is a byproduct of seed. And harvest only responds to seed. Harvest only responds to seed. Try it again. Harvest only responds to seed. Harvest don't respond to prayer. Harvest responds. Now I'm not saying you can't be blessed. But the blessing wasn't a harvest. It was just the grace of God. But harvest only responds to seed. Now I can't go out there to the ground. Oh God, please, Jesus. Oh Lord, send forth corn. I call forth corn in the name of Jesus. Ground, produce corn. I call forth corn. Come forth. I call, come forth corn. Corn ain't coming forth unless I sow some corn seed. A lot of y'all praying about stuff you just need to be sowing for. Now I'm going to go deeper because somebody's going to get mad. People come up to me and say, Bishop, I need to pray for me. I'm believing God for a $500,000 house, and I don't have no money, but I'm believing God. And they come up to me and put a dollar in my hand. Maybe you need to be believing God for a $10,000 house. I'm going to show you from the scripture. Little seed, little harvest. Big seed, big harvest. I ain't making this up. You're going to see it in scripture. Well, suppose that's all they had. Then there ain't no time for a $500,000 house. Because it's going to take all that and some more. Harvest only responds to seed. You can control your harvest by what you sow. So you need to make sure, this is not just talking about quantity, this is talking about everything in life. You need to make sure that you only sow what you want to reap. You need to make sure that you only sow what you want to grow. So you need to be intentional about harvest, which means you got to be intentional about seed. That's why throughout this building project, I know I needed a flow. I know that thing gonna cost us money. So I looked at other ministries that are far beyond ours in many cases. And I sowed seed to where I wanted to go. Some of them didn't even understand it. That's why I'm saying you can preach it and not live it and not understand it. One preacher said, I gave him $17,000. They were just paying off. They were paying off a $17 million building over debt over years. They were down to the last, and the total had been $17 million. And I knew our total project was going to be like $17 million. And a lot of times I was so tithe, we couldn't do this tithe. So I sold something representative. You know how y'all do something representing the tithe. That was we learned a new phrase this morning. Christian shade. That's a little Christian shade. Know how y'all sow something representing the tithe? A little Christian shade there right in this section. Okay. So we sold $17,000. And the pastor said to me, Betty, I don't understand this. I don't understand why you would do this. It ain't because I like you that much. This ain't about personal relationship. This is about me working the principles. See, a lot of y'all miss out because you make everything personal. It ain't personal, it's principle. Well, I don't like it, and I ain't giving this week. Okay, then you violate principles, and you violate harvest. Galatians 6 and 7. Remember the last point I made? You control your harvest by what you sow, so make sure that you only sow what you want to grow and sow what you want to reap. Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived. Be not deceived. Now, in the context, he's talking about sowing into ministry, which we're going to talk about in the future. He's talking about sowing into ministry or sowing to a man of God. But here's the principle. The principle is beyond ministry. The principle is beyond giving to the man of God. The principle is the principle that is universal. And that's what he makes the principle here, Galatians 6 and 7. Be not deceived. Don't be fooled. God is not mocked. When it says God is not mocked, mean you can't get around God's system. You can't outperform God. You can't rig God's system. You can't violate God's system. It's going to work because he said it's going to work. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, come on, put the scripture up. Whatever a man sows, that, and I made a put a extra comment, and only that he will reap. Whatever a man sows, that he will reap. Whatever you sow. This is not just about money. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So some of you got to think about what you've sown. And now some of you, we want to dig up some seed. I didn't mean to sow that. But whatever you sow, you're going to reap. Now listen to that scripture from New Living Translation. Don't be misled. I don't know about this tithing and giving stuff, you know, these preachers, whatever. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. And I put a comment in, get around or outsmart God's system, what that means. You always harvest what you plant. Then Amplified, of that same verse, Amplified Classic. I think that's the one. Now, you know, rather than them get with me, I'll try to get with them now. They use the English Amplified. I guess I'll try to make sure I study from the English Amplified. Galatians 6 and 7, Amplified, says the latter part, whatever a man sows, that, and that only, is what he will reap. That and that only. So do y'all see the principle? That ain't personal. That doesn't matter whether you're black, you're white, you're Asian, Hispanic. None of that matters. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. And in the context of the context of that scripture, he's talking about financial sowing. Likewise, when you see harvest, you know that a seed has been sown. And sometimes you know what type of seed has been sown. That's based upon Luke 6 and 44. Every tree is known by its fruit. Every tree is known by its fruit. A tree is going to produce fruit. So when you see an orange tree, you don't have to wonder. At some point in some time, somebody sowed some orange seed. If you see an apple tree, you don't have to try to figure it out. Somebody at some point sowed some apple seed. If you see a plant, somebody sowed a seed. If you see a tree, somebody sowed a seed. If you see a garden, somebody sowed a seed. If you see a big belly and a baby, somebody sowed a seed. One of our young couples here in the church, the Capers, came up to me and I believe they came up and let us know they're having another child. I said, huh? I said, well, done in the dark, gonna come to the light. I said, I thought y'all was just home holding hands and watching TV. But what's done in the dark is gonna come to the light. A baby is evidence that a seed was planted. Amen. Now, the Bible speaks of various types of seed. It speaks of the most basic that we know of, natural seed, regarding plants, vegetation, agriculture. Genesis 1:11, we saw it. Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth, and it was so. So that's talking about natural seed that produce flowers or oranges or apples or whatever. Secondly, the Bible refers to biological seed. Biological seed refers to life or offspring from another living organism. Genesis 3 and 15, he spoke to when he cursed the serpent, he said, I'm going to put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. He said, for the rest of creation, everybody going to be trying to kill that snake. And the snake's always going to be trying to bite somebody. Okay? That's the seed of the serpent. That's the seed of mankind. Genesis 7 and 3, when God tells Noah to bring the animals onto the ark. He says in Genesis 7 and 3, he says, of the fowls, I want you to bring of the air by seven. We thought it was only two of everything. It was two of only the unclean. The others, God, meaning he told them seven. Of fowls also of the air, bring by seven, the male and the female. Why? To keep seed alive upon the face of the earth. So that's talking about biological seed. And then the Bible also speaks of a third type of seed is good deed seeds. The Bible speaks of good deed seeds. In other words, again, when I say whatever you sow, you're going to reap. When you sow a good deed, you're going to reap good deeds. Okay? Because like just like Mama, what Mama tell you? God don't like ugly. Amen? Ephesians 6 and 8. It says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, what's going to happen? The same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he's bond or free. So that's talking about a good deed seed. Okay? See, many of you don't realize, and some of you have realized, because of them volunteering here in church, they're doing good deeds. When they go to do business, somebody helps them. But some of y'all saying, no, I'm too busy. I can't, because y'all ain't paying me up here in the church. Okay? And so unless you're paying me, I'm not doing this, and not realizing that this is an opportunity for you to sow seed for your life, seed for your business, seed for your children. People have revelation, I'm going to pay them, and they say, no, I want you to pay me. I want you to pay me because you're going to mess up my harvest. No, they were saying, I'm not looking for you. I ain't looking for you. to you for the harvest. I'm expecting God to do something bigger and greater, and I don't want to receive this because this ain't my harvest. Oh, come on now. See, you're trying to give me money, and I need supernatural favor. Good deed seed. And then the fourth one, which I'm going to spend the rest of my time and over the next couple weeks talking about, financial seed. So there's different types of seed. But the Bible talks about finances or money as a seed. 2 Corinthians 9, chapter 5 through 11. We know this. We've heard it many times. New King James Version, 2 Corinthians 9, 5 through 11. Therefore, Paul writes, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time before we get to Supersede Sunday. To go ahead of you, ahead of time, and to prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you have previously promised. So they have made pledges. That it may be ready as a matter of generosity, not as a grudging obligation. So Paul says, we don't just want the money. We want you to have the right attitude about the money. As a matter of generosity, not as a grudging obligation. And then he says, so let me prepare you to give. Verse 6. So this is what I want to remind you. He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap out bountifully. How many times y'all heard people say, it don't matter what you give, as long as you give something? That's not true. Paul says, I don't just want you to give something. When you give, I want you to understand this principle. If you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. And so one of the reasons why this ministry, we sow into ministry larger than us, because you can't reap a cornfield sowing into a flower pot. You got to sow into something bigger and beyond where you are. You sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. You're going to sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. Verse 7, he says, so with that understanding of the principle, understanding this principle, verse 7, so let each one, as he purposes in his heart, and he says it again, not grudgingly or necessity, for God loves a what kind of giver? God loves, now I want to let you know, I love all kind of givers. I love all kind, fearful, tearful, mad, glad. I will take your mad money that you threw at the altar and pay off everything we need to do for this new sanctuary. And I don't care nothing about you being mad. Other than the fact that you probably ain't going to do it again, but we'll receive it that time. But God said, in order for me to bless you, you need to get your attitude right. Look to your neighbor and say, get your attitude right. Get your attitude right. Y'all know, some of us had parents who cared for our feelings, and some of us parents didn't care nothing about your feelings. Okay? You know, because I was the kind of parent, I cared sometimes about my kids' feelings. You know? Chandler, Tyler, come out here and help me wash the car. Oh, Dad, never mind. Just go on. I'll do it myself. Like they're going to feel guilty, like, wow, good. They don't care. Caring about the feelings. But some parents say, I don't care whether you better get your attitude together. Be mad, you're going to wash that car. But God says, I care about your feelings. When you give, I want you to give with the right attitude. God loves, he embraces, he cherishes, and because of that, he blesses the cheerful giver. Verse 8, and a lot of people start with verse 8 alone. You can't start with verse 8 alone. And means it's connected to something. And because you give generously, and because you give with the right attitude, now God is able.
If you love our podcast and the impartation you gain from it, we encourage you to become an iChurch member. As an iChurch member, you'll get access to exclusive digital content, as well as an online community and various small group sessions. To find out more, visit rdci.info/iChurch. Connect with us for digital impartation weekly. Join Bishop Herbert and Dr. Marsha Bailey on Clubhouse for Marriage, Faith, and Family inside Kingdom Business Network. on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/RDCITV. We stream live services on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as Wednesday at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ladies, join us for Manifest on Fridays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time.